Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In Sderot, this is the best life we can build, even we had a terrorist attack.
Wouldn't the best place to live, you know, not have rockets and terrorist attacks?
You know, in Israel, I don't think that there is a place that they have no terrorist attack. As a Jew, we all the time fighting our life everywhere. We feel like we are living in Gan Eden.
Heaven.
Heaven. So sometimes there is a war and we deal it and we keep going.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you hopefully know, we're in the middle of our annual listener drive. If you haven't yet done so, I really hope you contribute. But we're also continuing with our wartime diaries. Before we dive into today's episode, however, I want to say something. We do our best to try and feature diverse voices and different views in this series. These aren't necessarily our voices or our views, but rather a representation, obviously just a partial representation, of what we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life in Israel right now. More than 200,000 Israelis, from both the south and the north, have had to leave their homes since the start of the war. Some have relocated to hotels or kibbutzim, others have opted to move in with family or friends, or even just rent a place in an entirely new surrounding. We've aired several diaries about initiatives that cater to the evacuees in terms of education, or housing, or culture. In fact, Israel Story itself is such an initiative, with our Sipur Yerushalmi project, which goes to dozens of hotels and sets up pop-up recording booths and live storytelling events. But today, we're going to get a glimpse from the inside of what life is like as an evacuee. What a day looks like far away from anything familiar. Shira Masami is one of nearly 30,000 residents who have left the southern city of Sderot, a city which suffered a horrendous attack on October 7th, and who are now dispersed around the country. Zev Levi went down to Yerucham, where Shira and her family have temporarily settled, to talk to her. Here she is.
My name is Shira, hello. I am from Sderot. I'm 35 years old. 35. Okay. I'm a teacher. My husband is Dvir. I have 5 kids. The oldest is 11 years old, and the little one is 3.
Can you walk me through your experience of October 7th?
In the 7th October, we was at home. We wake up to the rockets and the Tzeva Adom. There was a siren, and it's not stopping. And we're thinking, okay, what is going on? Nobody from the government, from the city, tell us, stay in your home, don't do anything. We don't open the phones at all. We don't know anything. And we think it's holiday now. It's Simcha Torah, so we need to go to the shul. That was all the time in our mind. We need to go to the shul. We need to go to the shul. We don't understand. We don't realize what happened. The terrorist was in all the street of around us. All the street was full of terrorist people. And we're thinking, okay, there is a terrorist in the city, but 1 hour, 2 hours, they're going. They died. They cannot be here for all the time. So after 1 hour, I telling to my husband, okay, you can going to the shul now. So he take a knife and I tell him, what you taking a knife? The terrorist had a gun. What you will doing? And he say, I prefer that from nothing. And he take a knife in the pocket and he's going. And the neighbor called him from the windows and tell them that there is a terrorist. So the neighbor saved him. A few streets from us, the terrorist killed people that go to the shul. And in the end, when we opened the phones, we realized and it was darkness. It was shocked. I was very weak in this moment. I cannot do anything. And that's what it is. You have no one, nobody. And you realize that you're waiting for your death. That's what the feeling. So we was 13. We was 13 people in the Mamad at night. My husband, mother, was sleeping on the chair, and all the kids together with the two mattresses, together, everybody. And I was sleeping on my children, Dubi.
A teddy bear.
Teddy bear. And everybody, we just trying to sleeping, but it was, it's not a fear, it's aima. Aima. I don't know if there is this word in English. Maybe
dread?
Dread, I think dread. Yeah.
How does that end? So the next morning...
So it was morning and we suddenly feel, okay, now it's okay. Now there is sun in the sky. So now it's morning. Now it's not fear anymore. Even though the city was full of terrorists, so we decided to go out from Sderot. We say, we don't stay here anymore. So I started to package clothes.
When you are packing a bag for you and your husband and your five kids, what do you pack? You know, this one needs to sleep with this toy. And in the daytime, I think this will...
I don't think about toys at all. I'm thinking, I don't know how much time we're going out because I don't know it will be going to be cold at night because we don't know where we're going. We don't know when we come back. And I take a few things that I sure will need. It's Shabbat clothes, little sweater for every kid, and clothes for 3 days. That's all, just 3 days. And I go to my family in Netanya.
Were the kids ever annoyed that they had to wear Shabbat clothes every day?
So they have a lot of complaint, the kids. But we tell them, you cannot complain about this. I don't like this shirt. Okay, that's what you have. Okay, I don't like this skirt. Okay, this is what you can wear now because you have no other clothes. So maybe they complain. I even don't remember this complaint. They complain they have no school. They complain they have no friends. They complain that they don't like this place that they are in. They have a lot of complaints. The fact is that they usual to this kind of war that they package for a few days and they need to be okay with that, what they have. So we tell the kids, look, Hamas give you a present and we have a trip now and you have no school and we're going to visit place and visit family and we're going to have a fun. But when
the municipality.
As when call us to offer hotels, so we go because how much time you can be a guest.
So the municipality calls you and says, like, we're putting everyone up in hotels, and you go. Where do you go? What's the hotel?
It was Oasis Hotel in Yam HaMelech.
And how was that?
So we have a room in the first floor and the fourth floor. So we are not together all the time, and you need to sleep with the kids. You don't giving to children to sleep in the hotel alone, yeah? So I'm sleeping in one room and my husband sleeping in the other room. And it's very difficult. You have no family life in this situation. You know, okay, it's now morning, we're going to eat. Okay, now it's lunch, we're going to eat. Now it's evening, we're going to eat. All the time, eat. and they see movies and eating. That was the start of the days in the hotels. No friends, no community, no, just no. That's what you have, a big, big no. It's fun for 3 days. Every family that going to the with the kids to hotels, after 3 days, the parents want a weekend by themselves. So we was a month with this situation, a month with the kids in the hotel. The hotel is, I feel like it's hospital, a big hospital of people that they have no home, they have no house, they have no things, they have no clothes, they have nothing. It's very tough. It's not usual, it's not family life. We want a family life. We want a usual life. So we thinking and decided we going to get apartment. We want kitchen, we want to cook. And we found in Yerucham a little apartment that they can live there. So we're here now. I never, never imagined that I will miss to cook. Never. I never imagined that I miss to clean up, missing to clean the clothes. I hate these jobs. And now I cannot find a word for what I'm feeling. How much I wanted to cook. I want to clean the clothes. I want to clean the house. And now I love it. I want control. So we come here. Even it's hard. It's hard. It's not easy.
You're renting this place?
Yeah.
How many rooms does this place have?
Two sleeping room. It's four kids in one room and a little with us.
And this place came empty? You had to buy everything?
Yeah. Every day we going and buy a thing to the apartment. We buy the couch, we buy the television. Every time we going and make it to be home. But it's just different. We are not ourselves. We are not who we are now because we are different. The kids different. We are different. The situation is different. Everything is different. And it's get changed all the time. We are in Netanya. Now we are in Yam HaMelech. Now we are in Yerucham. It's all the time change. And we need to be okay all the time with the changing of the situation. And I hope it will be finished. And for the last time now.
Do you have a plan for how long you're going to be in Yerucham?
I want to be in Yerucham till the war is end, okay? But I deal with my kids that they don't want to be here. They all the time missing their friends. They want to go to a hotel that their friend there. And we fight with them all the day about that. I hope they started to be okay here and we can stay. That's what I'm trying to do. I believe it take time. It take few months at least. It's not short time to be here. So we hope it will be short, but we know it's not.
And when it is all over, what do you want to see? Like Israel controlling Gaza again, like Gush Katif?
Yeah, of course. That's what we hope will be. That what need to be. Because only Israeli itishvut
settlement
in Gaza. That's the only way this is not happened again.
Okay, so let's say the war ends, Israel destroys Hamas, but there's still going to be 2 million Palestinians in Gaza.
2 million terrorists in Gaza. Everybody. Everybody. No one stop this. No one say, it's not okay to kidnap children. It's not okay to kidnap women. It's not the Islam religion to rape women. Okay? Nobody say nothing. They say, okay, we have kidnapped. We have a victory. That's what the Palestine, 2 million terrorists, Palestine in Gaza, says. So I don't care about the children of the enemy. I don't care because these children of Hamas now will be the killer of my children when they go to grown up. So I don't care about them. I think they not deserve to the life. They don't deserve to anything. Maybe they can go to Canada, to Europe. All the people that thinking, oh, the poor Palestine, take them. Take the poor Palestine, take care of them. We don't want to live close to them anymore, never again. Maybe there's few people that want to be live in peace or something. Okay, come. But now in Gaza, there is a Israeli army. Who of them that want to be okay with us can come and say, we are support you. We are giving you your kidnap. We are giving you information about Hamas terrorists. But they don't.
So if Israel doesn't control Gaza at the end of the war, will you not go back to Sderot?
I don't know. It's a big, big question. We're thinking about this all the time. All the time. Every day, I'm thinking about that. From the one side, we are going to go back because this is our home. And if we don't come back, it will be the victory of the terrorist. But from the other side, if we're going back, it will be happened again. I don't know. I don't want to deal with this question. I want the worries ended when there is no question like that.
המון המון תודה לך.
בבקשה, להתראות.
ולא מרשים חשבושים בממשלה, יש חלקים ריקים על המפה, ושם למטה חסרה עוד נקודה, החשובים הורידו אז פקודה, נבנה כאן עיר וגם נביא קצת אנשים שימלאו בחייהם את הבתים החדשים. זה טוב הרבה ניקוד על המפה, ובעיתון הרי הבטיחו חשיפה, כך ציוו שרים בכירים בכל רדום ורצו לטפל במצבי חירום. אז כאן זוטר עשה את המרחק כדי לברך יישוב חדש מו מעלה אבק. שחור וצר חוצה עמוק את המדבר, בקצה הכביש בנו בתים כמו זרקו קופסאות של גפורים, בתי קפה עם שיקורים ואנשים בבית מתבצרים, וכאן כולם חולמים על יום בו יעברו את הכביש משום מקום. במה אחווה
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.